Hey, hey, this is the That Girl She podcast, where we chat, we laugh, and we keep it real. I'll be your host, Gali Odomasin. Let's chat. Hey guys, so welcome to episode 2 of the That Girl She podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about perspective. Perspective is the way something is seen. And one of the points that I really want to focus on when we're talking about perspective is going to be more of a philosophical view of perspective. And one of the ideas that kind of came into my head when I thought of perspective is, in viewing of yourself, what do you see? So when I was thinking about making the episode this week, thinking about what I wanted to say, and also just thinking about the topic of perspective, it kind of made me think about sometimes when I'm insecure or I make a mistake or I fail at something, I sometimes allow the circumstance in my life to define who I am. That might not necessarily be true, but because the way our brains work sometimes, we can be so centered on what we think of ourselves that we start to proclaim or start to put a false idea of who we think we are upon ourselves. And that also just kind of also reminds me and kind of also shows me that the way we view ourselves and the way our mind works affect us so much in our everyday lives more than we think. And I don't know where I heard this from, but this question that I heard, I thought it was such a pivotal question and such an important question that sometimes we have to always ask ourselves to make sure that we're not projecting our ideas and what we think is right onto people. So this question that I kind of want us to ask ourselves is, how much of us do we project on people? Now, what I mean by this question is, like, if somebody is working on something or someone's doing a project or someone is working on their car, or someone is cleaning their dishes, and sometimes you look at someone and you look at the way that they're doing it and you might think it's stupid, or you might think that they're not doing it right or they're not doing it well, which could be very true. But there are times when someone is doing it correctly, it's just not the way you would like it to be done. That doesn't necessarily mean the way they're doing it is wrong. You just don't like it. And sometimes I feel like as Christians and as people in general, we have to really be careful to not be so stronghold on people and so like on top of them trying to make people be like us. Because you have to realize that that person is not you. They're not going to do the things the exact way you do them because they're not you. And I feel like that's just a habit we all have as human beings, to just kind of assume that everyone's going to do the things the way we like it to be done. So another point I want to get into in terms of projection and perspective and how we view it is, does your perspective bring glory to God? Now, when I asked myself this question, I was like, what? I had to really stop and think about it because I was just like, does your perspective bring glory to God? I'd never really even thought about it that much because we're so used to our own lens in life. We're so used to our own biases that we don't even realize that our perspective should be honoring God. The way we view things and the way we see the world should be honoring God. Something as small, something as minute as our perspective should be under and should be kind of cleansed through the lens of the Holy Spirit. So from that, it kind of also reminds me of discipline. And today at work, I was on the computer kind of surfing through different like ideas on perspective and different ways people like to explain perspectives and different way people like to interpret perspectives. And I really liked how this website called The Philosophy of Everything kind of like defined a concept into perspective and being disciplined. So before we go into that point, I want to share the verse for today's segment. So for today's segment, the Bible verse that we're going to be looking at is Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And the reason why I chose this verse is kind of going to go into the point that I'm going to explain that I saw on this website, that God is everything to us. God is everything for us. And even if the circumstances don't go our way, even if things don't go our way, God is always going to be the same. He's always going to be there, and he's always going to be taking care of us. So the concept that I saw on this website that I thought was incredible and I thought was a word was discipline in perception. I'm going to say that again because I just feel like this is something my generation really needs to for sure start to invest in. And at the same time, too, I feel like as people and in the social media age, everything's so fast, we forget about discipline and perception. So what the blog said was discipline and perception, not discipline and practice or action or anything else by which we're used to discipline, being an inline idea, but perception. Being disciplined in perception means that at first exposure to any situation, we're immediately responsible for and in immediate control of the thoughts we form afterwards. It's a level of self-accountability beyond anything we've been taught, and one that will benefit us to experiences richer than we've had. Discipline in perception reframes our past and rejuvenates our future, freeing us to decide how the uncontrollable affects us. I think that's just such an important concept to understand, because it's just like, don't rely on your circumstances changing. Rely on you changing. Kind of like what I said in episode 1, changes are always going to happen. And that's why I think episode 2 is so important to understand that even if things change, you will still be okay. And you'll still be okay because the Lord is still the same. The Lord still has your back, and the Lord is still protecting you. So I just think it's just such an important point to understand that being disciplined in perception does not necessarily mean your life is going to be a bed of roses, everything is going to be perfect. No, it means that you have chosen, you have decided that even if it rains today, even if things don't go my way today, I'm not going to allow that to control my emotions. And I feel like that's such a powerful thing to understand, because it's like you're choosing to not allow what external situation happened to you to be what controls your thoughts or what controls your emotions. You are taking back the understanding that things are always going to change, but I'm not going to allow this to ruin my day. I'm not going to allow this to make me hate my life or hate whatever is going on. But it's a choice. At the end of the day, it's a choice. Circumstances are always going to change, but it's like, how are you changing within the circumstances? How are you growing? How are you developing while you're going through whatever you're going through in the circumstance? And I like this point that whenever you're going through something, even if I don't get the good grade, I will be okay because I have the Lord. Even if I don't get the car that I wanted, even if I don't get the job that I wanted or the promotion that I wanted, I will be okay. I will still be able to move forward. I will still be able to grow because I have the Lord. And I also want to kind of dig into this point that I thought was very interesting. What consumes your attention shapes your desires. When we also think about perspectives, I like to also think about my generation. We live in a very social media age, you know, Instagram's everywhere, Twitter, Facebook. You can scroll, see different opinions, see different comments. So many people can get notoriety, fame, celebrity status, a bunch of things. So it's like when you're developing your perspective, what are you consuming yourself with? What is shaping your desire? Like when you think about it, what consumes your attention shapes your desire. What is consuming your attention? What are you focusing on? What are you so pinpoint on that it's shaping your desires? I think that's just such a very critical thing to understand, that you have to be careful what you consume yourself with. You have to be careful with what you are allowing your mind, your brain, your soul to take in, because that is going to shape your desire. If you're wondering, why do I like these things? Why do I attach to these things? Why do I want these things? You have to also realize that what you are spending your time with, what you are intentionally deciding to allow to enter your brain, allow to enter your space, that is going to form your desire, or that is going to be something that is going to affect what you want. So I just also want to as well to kind of encourage you guys to really consider disciplining yourselves, disciplining myself, just disciplining ourselves and our perception, really making sure that we're not just perceiving on what we think is right, but we're perceiving on what God says is right. And it's just like I said, I want to say Psalm 73, verse 26 again, because my flesh and my heart may fail. My job, my family, my friends, my life may fail me, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. We serve a God that is everlasting. We serve a God that is true. We serve a God that is able. We serve a God that is in control. So it's like, even if things in our lives are out of our hands, even if things in our lives doesn't make sense, we serve a God that is in control. We serve a God that has a plan ordained for us. We serve a God who has already set the things before us. So it's just like what it says when I was reading what the blog said about the perception and discipline. It's a level of self-accountability beyond anything we've been taught. You know, it's like so much principles of life that doesn't make sense. We learn as we grow in Christ. We learn through the lens of the Holy Spirit. And I just really want you guys to understand. I really want you guys to know that in disciplining your perception and molding it to be more like Christ, molding it to be more like the Lord's, will build a perspective of determination. It'll build a perspective of endurance, because you realize that even if things are happening, this is what I see now, but there is a bigger purpose behind it. So I just really want you guys to go with grace, and I really want you guys to take from this episode today that our perspective is more than what we think it is. Our perspective comes from a deeper place. Our perspective comes from what we consume. Our perspective comes from our past. Our perspective comes from what we've been through. But that does not have to be what defines our future. That does not have to be who we become. We should grow, and we should take the time to really reframe our ideologies and where do they stem from, and really try to mold it and shape it more in the ways of Christ, and just really grow and learn that there's so much more than what we're going through, and there's so much more you're going to learn, there's so much more that I'm going to learn. And it's just, to me, it's just so humbling, and it's just so much of a blessing that God continues to show us grace and continues to show us mercy. So again, I just want to read this last point before we close. Discipline in perception reframes our past and rejuvenates our present, freeing us to decide how the uncontrollable affects us. So contrary to what the blogger said on this website, God is freeing us to decide how the uncontrollable affects us. Life is always going to be uncontrollable. There's always going to be something out of our hands. But the freedom is found in knowing that the uncontrollable is controlled by God. As we close today's episode talking about perspective, I want us to enter into a moment of prayer to kind of just thank the Lord for everyone's day, however it went, and to close the episode. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to talk about perspective and perception. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that whatever perspectives that everyone has that is listening, and mine as well too, Lord, I pray that you would just help us, let it be a perspective and a perception that honors you, and help us to not be so judgmental of others, and help us not always put what we think things should be on other people. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would just open our hearts and open our minds to learn more about your perspective and learn more about your perception and how you would like us to view things and how you would like us to walk in and through things. Again, Lord, thank you so much for allowing the listeners to be okay, Lord. And I pray that whatever situation that they're going through or whatever way that they're viewing themselves, Lord, that you would just change it and you would just allow them to view themselves the way you view them. Again, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. And I pray that everyone that listens is blessed and that everything goes well. Again, Lord, thank you for the opportunity and just thank you for the listeners. Again, in your holy and precious name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Hey, hey. Thank you for tuning into the That Girl She podcast. Again, I'm your host, Galielle, and it has been a wonderful experience talking to you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you would continue to keep contact with us. You can follow That Girl She on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also check out our blog post for extra little tidbits, little cute tweets, and all the jazz. Thank you again for tuning into the episode, and I hope you return so we can continue to laugh, to chat, and to keep it real.